I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're usually giving our mega church a tiny family feel. But this week, my co-host Gray Haas and I are doing life together.
Hallie, I wasn't ready, and that isn't really the tune that we had talked about. So
I thought that was the way you taught me. I want to do it the way you want to do it.
I don't care, Hallie. Let's just work on it next week.
Okay, we'll work on it next week. Y'all will be very impressed next week.
Ooh. Well, it's just us, isn't it, Hallie?
You know it is. So tell me, what's going on with your kids in Climax this week?
Oh, I don't really know. Hallie, I've got other things going on in my personal life that sort of eclipse Climax this week.
Oh, really? Are you dating?
No. Hallie, I wish it was a date, but it has gotten so out of control.
What?
I think you remember when I said that a few weeks ago, my friend, if I've mentioned him before, Clay Mason Bannerman and I, we were at a place called Don Proteini's, the new protein-based restaurant.
The new keto Italian restaurant.
And
My dreams have come true. Don Proteini's. If you haven't been, you got to go. It's over at Keystone at the Crossing.
Everybody knows that. But what I'm saying is, the waitress that came up to me and said, well, that's a lot of mister.
Yeah, she was coming on to you.
She's stalking me.
Oh my goodness. How do you know?
I know because starting the next night, I was followed by someone on Instagram that I wasn't sure who it was. Started getting some like strange likes on old posts, like really old, like years and years ago.
You can see when someone starts following you on Instagram?
Yes, Hallie.
How?
You look at your followers and it gives you a notification.
Oh.
So I noticed this. I just noticed this person didn't have a profile picture.
Uh-oh.
The only picture was a plate of pasta on her Instagram.
Jezebel.
And then she started liking like old stuff, you know, like years ago, like me and old lady friends.
Oh, posts from years ago?
Oh, yeah. She liked one of me and Minker.
Oh, yeah. Minga?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Minga, then she left, you know, of course, any picture that I had with me and like Jen Hatmaker, she liked.
Sure.
So just all my old girlfriends.
Yeah.
And then it was crazy, Hallie, because I just noticed that every night, like around when I was, you know, I would go over to Clay's, we'd work out, and then I would go home, there would be this light blue Nissan Sentra, and across the street with someone inside kind of like waiting for me, and I would kind of like look, and every time either the car would speed off or the person would just lay flat.
Oh no.
And I didn't want to go over because I was like, okay, this is so weird. But then, Hallie, the really strange stuff started happening.
Oh, it's already strange. I mean, you're being followed. It's as if somebody has a PI on your tail.
Oh, I know. And this, I will get into that because I've hired a private investigator.
Is that right?
Yes.
What?
Donald Butters. Do you know him?
I have heard. He's good.
Yeah. Butters Private Detective Service. Anyway, I went to my mailbox at my condo.
Yeah.
And I went in, and inside, someone had left.
What?
It was, I think, some kind of like torture device or some kind of like gag or something. It was like a string with two triangles on each end and kind of in a hoop at the top.
Like young King David's slingshot that he killed Goliath with?
It looked exactly like that, but it was made of lace.
That's what I'm picturing. What?
And it smelled, Hallie, like some kind of perfume or something. And I'm like, what is this weird torture device? And I don't know what it was, but I didn't touch it. I just handed it over to Donald Butters, and I said, you got to get to the bottom of this. And he said, it looks like somebody's already gotten to the bottom of it. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. But
I know. What was he talking about?
I don't know. He thought I was joking, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
He said they would run it in the lab. They're going to run it in the lab.
Okay.
And so that was weird. And so Donald Butters came back.
It could be a murder weapon, Gray.
Oh, that's what I think it is.
A slingshot is a weapon.
Or some kind of thing. You know how in a mafia movie, and they're always choking each other from the back seat?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen one that's lacy like this one.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like something that could do that.
And if it smells like perfume, that means that the murderer is probably female.
It smells like perfume in parts of Florida.
Parts of Florida?
You know, have you ever been to like Pensacola?
Yeah, where it's so, the air becomes so thick, it almost becomes tangy.
Yes, exactly like that.
Mm. Mm.
Anyway, Donald Butters is looking into it, which is great. He's a great guy, and he's got a team of awesome guys, ex-Navy SEALs working on his team, so I definitely trust them. He said they're going to be following this Sentra around, and I am saying, and
so
he said,
the person who's following you is being followed?
Yes, Hallie. And
this
I
is
said,
like a Liv Tyler movie.
And he really was convinced when he said, Has anybody been acting strangely to you lately? And I said, well, I'm a youth pastor, so, you know, that all the time. But
surrounded by crazies.
Yep.
And psychopaths.
So he said that they would keep an eye on this lady who is a server at
Don Protini's.
But the thing is, Hallie, I got to go back there because I love the food, and it's basically the only restaurant I can eat in.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Now, what does she look like?
She's about 6'3".
What?
Oh, she's really tall. Did I tell you that?
That's extremely tall for a gal.
She has waist-length hair.
Wow, what color?
Dark, dark blonde.
Dark. Dark blonde?
Yeah, the kind of blonde that makes you think, oh, have you ever seen that blonde? It's kind of like, you look at it one way in the light and you think it's blonde, and then you look at the other way and it actually looks black. It's kind of like one of those pillows when you swipe it one way.
Sure.
And it turns a color, and then you swipe it the other way and it looks another way.
Well, sometimes people do a platinum blonde on top of a black.
Maybe that's what it is. It's almost like a hair. It's almost like an octopus of blonde on top of something going on underneath.
Oh, wow. Well, at least it sounds like she'd be easy to spot or follow for Butters.
Yeah. She's got a gap between her top teeth, gap between the bottom teeth, and then a few gaps on the side of her teeth, which I thought was kind of strange.
Like when her top teeth don't touch her bottom teeth? Is that where the gap is, or the gap between each tooth?
The gap is in between the middle and the bottom middle, but then on the sides there's some gaps too, so she kind of looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
Wow, so if she just, you know, opened up her lips and showed you her grill, you could slot a nickel in there.
She did that at our table.
What?
She said, got a tip? And I said, yeah.
And you put a nickel in her mouth?
Well, I gave her more than a nickel, Hallie. The bill was like $65.
But by the sound of the space between the teeth, it sounds like the perfect size and shape for a nickel.
Yes. So
you wouldn't be able to get a dollar bill through there even if you rolled it up.
Oh, I did. I rolled up a 20 and I stuck it right between the side of it. And she thought that was some. I'm telling you, Hallie, this lady is weird.
She's obsessed with me. She didn't care that you put a $20 bill in her mouth. I've heard that money is filthy. What?
She asked me to. She said, "You got a tip?" And then she went, "What, this?" And then she said,
"Showing them to you." And she pointed?
And she pointed at the side of her face, and then I stuck it in there, and she made a gagging noise and left.
Well, it's hard to know what exactly she was asking for, because
I don't know
the context.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Thing too about the choking device that was in my mailbox. It was so long.
Oh,
I mean long.
Really, like you could like pull it all the way back, like a full bow and arrow type of thing.
Totally.
Wow. I mean, there may have been a stalker in your house waiting to lay siege upon you.
I know, Hallie. I've been afraid to go home. I've been staying at Clay's for the last few days, and he was just like, this is fine, but of course I don't want to ever stay over there because, you know, of course he's got popsicles running around like a little idiot, and then sometimes...
How is Clay's grandchild Popsicles?
Well, it's kind of more of his son. Popsicles? I mean, he has a full-time nanny, Hallie.
Oh, that's good. Would I give?
She's from the Philippines, and
cool.
It's really nice because she sort of lives in the house too. So it's a little bit just like a live-in mom.
I've heard it's cool when people have nannies that speak other languages, then your kid can be raised bilingual.
Clay won't allow her to speak that language, whatever they speak in Philippines. But he... Yeah, he's doing okay. I mean, Popsicles now he's in preschool, so he's got a lot of ideas about what's funny. None of the stuff he does is funny.
Mm.
You know how kids, when they're like, watch me do this, and you do, and it never pays off?
And you have to act like you're so amused, and it's really not entertaining at all.
Well, I don't, Hallie. I don't ever say that's funny unless it's funny, and I don't find many things funny.
Right.
And so, you know, he'll say, look, watch, and he'll do something like super boring, like he'll jump into the pool or something.
Big whoop.
Right. And the only thing funny about it is that he always forgets he can't really swim, you know, so we're always going, get him out of there, you know, or, you know.
Oh, he jumps in the pool, but he can't swim?
Well, I mean, Nancy can swim, so she gets him. But, no, he's always like, look at me, and he'll run out the screen door and he'll jump in the pool. And then Nancy goes, you know, running out because she's saying, no, he can't swim.
Well, you don't need your kid to be able to swim as long as the nanny can swim.
I mean, she can sort of swim. It's not a very deep pool. So a lot of times it's, you know, I'm going, none of this was funny, guys, because Popsicles will jump in. Nancy will go jump in. She kind of can't swim. Nobody can swim. Then Clay's hauling them both out. And I'm going, guys, none of this was funny. But sometimes little kids like that, they act like drunks.
Yeah. They're always falling down, laughing at stuff that's not funny.
So true. Crying, crying and sitting down on the ground in places. We're in the middle of Martin's grocery store, and he just sits down and starts crying because he can't have any Pop Pops. And I'm going, hey, guy.
Yeah, don't take him into the grocery store. It's a nightmare.
Oh, but Hallie, I forgot this is the most important thing.
Oh, what?
That on my windshield, I forgot to even say this, there was a message written in lipstick. Enemy are you.
What?
It was like some kind of Yoder like, but it was like phonetic spelled like
E-N-I-M-E-R-U. Enemy are you.
Yeah.
Enemy are you.
I know. It's so weird. And I'm like, and this is why I think it was her, because she was wearing a weird Star Wars pin.
Wait, are you reading it from inside the car or outside the car?
I'm reading from inside the car.
Because if you read it from walking up to the car, I think it would say, you are mine.
Hallie. No, right? I don't think that's right. I think it's enemy IQ.
Oh.
Anyway, I sent pictures of that to Butter's detective agency.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, Hallie, and the thing is, I've had stalkers before. I mean, I've got kids that sometimes act like stalkers. They're so obsessed with me. They always want me to come to their parties and their birthdays and all this stuff. And they're always texting me and, like, asking me what I'm into and what my opinions are. And I'm going, like, guys, please, I need a weekend. But, you know, this is a bit much because she's really obsessed.
Well, it sounds terrifying, Gray, and I'm going to put you on the top of my prayer list.
It is. I'm just dealing with it, Hallie.
Terrified.
And we're going to, I'm sort of used to it. It's just part of being, you know, in a public position like I'm in.
And to be a handsome single guy.
Yeah.
I mean, these vixens are truly going to be throwing themselves in your path, you know? Yeah,
it just happens. It just happens. And I've got to stay strong and I've got to keep my eyes on God.
Well, I had a really similar thing happen in terms of reading something backwards and getting all out of sorts. My husband, Lance Labonte, took me on Wednesday to Don Proteini so we could, you know, have a night out, get away from the kids. I didn't want to do dishes. We both worked late. I hadn't had a chance to have anything thawed from the freezer and whatnot. So we end up at Don Proteini's. It's just the two of us. I kind of was happy that we had a little alone time. We scooted into my favorite booth, and you know how they put that white table paper top comes over?
I love that part.
And they write their name upside down in a crayon so that you can read it to them. But I didn't realize he was writing it upside down for me. I thought it was for him, his ways. He was doing it my ways. And I said, Nomad, how you doing tonight, Nomad? And I cracked so many jokes. It was as if they were falling on deaf ears. I thought this guy's name was Nomad.
Why would anybody's name be Nomad?
I said, you going home tonight when you get off work and you roll your silver? You're going to roll up on a Bedouin camp? He just kind of looked at me weird.
Say that, Hallie.
I said, a nomad in no man's land. You got a pilgrim heart. You got to keep it moving, you know?
Yeah. I guess maybe I would work on the jokes if you're going to make a lot of nomad jokes.
Well, I like to keep it light with people and mostly comment on things like their, you know, name, accent, way of speaking, body, skin, face, hair, nails, you know, outfit.
Well, it's a good way to connect with someone.
Exactly. And there's always something to comment on, you know, and I like to lift people up. I like to say, oh, wow, that's a hot pink shirt. That makes my eyes happy, you know, or, oh, a ponytail all the way down your back, a gray ponytail. Okay. You know, I guess you don't have any in the front, but holding on to what you got in the back, aren't we, Gandalf?
I think that's fun. You know what I mean?
It kind of makes everybody feel like, you know, it's all on the same level playing field, you know? But I guess his name was Damon, and he had written it for me's, not for him's.
Oh,
and,
I see.
But Damon backwards is nomad. I wonder what I says, Lance, did you know? And Lance was like, of course I knew his name was Damon. And I said, how did you know? And he said, because nomad's not a name. And
it's also on his name tag.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't even notice. I don't know if he was wearing one or if I didn't even notice it. But, you know, it all came out in the wash, I guess. In fact, I did get a bolognese on my silk cream colored blouse that night, so I do hope it comes out.
Well, my stalker's name is Zelder, and I did have a similar thing because I thought she was writing something about being like a D lesbian or something. You know, when I looked at that upside down, I went to sit at the table, she was writing it, and So it said a D les, and I was like, a D les, what's that? Like some kind of lesbian.
Like
not a good one.
Oh, like maybe a she's a, D minus,
right.
You know, right on top
and I was
of
like,
an
well,
F.
Why would a
lesbian
do that? Why would a lesbian start off with it saying like I'm sort of a subpar lesbian, especially if in a service position?
Maybe if it's a D cup lesbian, maybe they go by their breast size.
Oh, that's possible. I don't think
lesbians like breasts, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah, they do, Hallie. They love
really?
Oh, yes,
Hallie. I don't think so.
Lesbians?
No.
Oh, yeah. I think they're
more indifferent to it. You know what I mean? Like,
No. They're not indifferent to it, Hallie. I'm serious. On my mom's side, she had 9 sisters and all of them are lesbians.
What?
Yeah. And so I
wow,
and
that must be because in Australia everything is opposite of here.
They all just talked about him all the time.
And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like De La Bont hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Holly. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie LaBont, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.